Wow, they're even remodeling this fucking place.
Cardiff, this is Ruben.
Yes, sir. This is Mark Pinnell.
Right. Hey, Mark. How are you doing?
You what?
I'm sorry?
Yep, I'm getting out here to where I can hear you now. Okay.
Nice to meet you, by the way. My name's Ruben. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. I do the loans for the customers of Global Equipment Group. Brandon asked me to give you a ring.
Yep, I can hear you now.
Perfect. So, I understand you're looking for an OMAG or a Poseidon machine, correct?
Yeah, we're looking for something, yep.
Okay, can you tell me a little about your business and what you're trying to accomplish? I can definitely point you in the right direction.
We're just a granite business. Been in business, since 09.
Okay.
And we're just looking to change a few things around.
Okay.
We've got an AIM jet saw and a CNC, but we're just looking at maybe upgrading to a new saw.
Okay. Why are you looking for a new saw? Is it for production, because of breakage on your stone? What's your motivation for getting this piece of equipment?
Labor.
Labor, okay. Nothing I haven't not heard before. I'm sorry?
What's that?
I was just thinking about how much are you paying right now in month, and is it an overtime issue or just complete labor costs?
No, it's just you can't find anybody good.
Okay.
We have an AIM jet saw, and if it isn't, it's me or David that has to run it, and, I just get to the point that I don't know. So
I understand.
We're just looking at different options at the present time.
Okay. Can I ask you a few questions about your business?
Sure.
Cool. So you've been in business a while. It sounds like it's you and a business partner. It's like a 50-50 split. Is that correct?
No, well, it's my wife and I'm turning it over to my son.
Okay. And in terms of the overall transaction, so you said it's you and your wife are turning over to your son. Is the business name... Global kind of mentioned to me that you might be changing the name of the business. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's changing the name, yep.
Have you done anything official yet or no?
Well, he's got his corporate papers all done already.
Okay. And what's the name of the business currently?
It's everything's granite or the partner's design. I guess you can use either one of them. They're still both active, or they're both active right now.
So your company name is Everything Granite, and then your son's company name, what will it be?
It's going to be Partners Design.
Partners Design. Okay. So, and is your son part of the owner? Is he on the paperwork right now, or is basically you're retiring and then he's starting his own corporation to run it?
Yep. That's what he's taking over. Yep.
Okay. What are your?
That's what's happening. I'm quitting.
Gotcha. What are your?
I'm getting ready to retire. Yeah.
Fair enough. I've done this a lot of times with family-owned businesses. What are your annual sales per year, approximately?
Last year we did 1.2.
Okay. And do you want to sign up?
Same this year.
Huh? Okay. So what I want to do is I can kind of guide you through the process step by step and answer any questions you have about the loan process, okay?
Okay.
All right. So there's a few different options you can consider, and it really is just what makes you the most comfortable. Have you ever done a business equipment loan before?
Yeah, we had one with Direct Capital.
Okay. I know Direct Capital. Did you do like a dollar out lease with them? Okay, and was it for a similar dollar amount, or was it for a smaller, bigger piece of equipment?
I think we had 60. I think it was 60,000 that we did with them.
Okay, and it's under the Everything Granite, correct?
Yeah, it was. It's done. It was paid off now.
Okay, cool. So let me just walk you through a few options. Completely your choice. So the business loan approvals are really heavily weighted on three basic factors: business credit and personal credit.
Okay.
Overall cash flow, and time in business. So there's two real ways to structure your loan. The first way is, if you want to keep, it depends on who wants to sign, how you want to get your deal done. I'm open to all avenues. I'm here to help. So the first avenue is to keep everything the same. That makes things go a lot smoother simply because there's not a hiccup in the name being changed. Some people want to keep it that way. Or if you want to do actual official change name before funding, you can do that as well. It's going to be a little more custom because you're changing the name, which affects the time in business. I think both ways really would be fine because it sounds like the operations of the business are pretty much staying the same, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And then are you wanting to sign on this transaction or just your son?
Nope, him.
Just him. Okay.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you call him?
That's fair.
Call him at 605.
Okay.
338-9798.
All right, because he's the one that's going to be signing on this, correct?
Yep.
I gotcha.
And that way you guys can talk about it.
Gotcha. All right, so, perfect. All right, I will give, and what's his name?
David,
okay, do you want to give him a call so he'll expect my call, he won't know, he'll like say, oh, he won't get kind of cut off guard? I can give him a call in 10 or so?
I will send him a text right now.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye-bye.